Welcome to Finger on the Pulse. This is LeBlanc. How are you doing this fine afternoon? Well, unfortunately, my news isn't really news at all, is it? The entire planet is abuzz about Commissioner Tuesday's candid moments caught on video recordings, amateur cell phone footage, and quite a few voice recordings shows him shopping. And if you've lived in a hole for the past couple of days, you may not understand. Commissioner Tuesday was grocery shopping with none other than the lately elusive Elias Blackwell. Yes, Blackies, take heart, your man is back. Apparently, he's also sporting a really nice new haircut. It suits him. Kind of separates him from Vincent Valentine in a way. And he seems to have also lost the glasses. Whether it's contacts or laser vision correction, one can't be sure. However, he was shopping with Commissioner Tuesday, and I'm not talking about for a sword. This, ladies and gentlemen, was produce. One doesn't go grocery shopping with one's friends. Certainly not with one's coworkers. One does not randomly go buy and test melons with just any passerby. This was a candid, caught, domestic moment. To add credence to these supposed rumors, Commissioner himself looks quite disheveled, hair wet and in a tank top, not the picture of his usual self. What would produce such a, I don't know, look? I mean, it's not like you walk into somebody's apartment, fix their shower, and then suddenly decide randomly to go grocery shopping with them. It doesn't happen that way. And, well, let us be frank. Commissioner Tuesday's had a very quiet social life. One could assume that this is because he's very overwhelmed running the WRO, but one could also assume that this is just him being picky. There aren't very many Blackwells running around. And I've noticed from the Twitter and Tumblr feeds that there is already fan art and fanfic running about the internet. Looks like I'm going to have fun tonight. Well, we'll be taking your calls after this commercial break. Remember, keep your finger on it.